Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Good morning. Very welcome as we gather here for worship in Kay Park Parish Church. You will have noticed the screens with announcements for the coming week. We're entering into a busy time in the life of the church as things begin to happen for the springtime. Can I just particularly draw attention to next Sunday? Next Sunday morning is for our Scouting Family Founders Day, and for our guides and brownies, it's Thinking Day. And so both scouts and guides and brownies and those associated with them will be here on parade next Sunday morning, and we'll share together on the theme of helping one another. Also next Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Fellowship of Kilmarnock Churches are being hosted here in our own church. Special gathering next Sunday afternoon, it's called Pause for Hope. It's something that's taking place in various churches down in England. And the idea behind Pause for Hope is to draw together families who've been affected in some way or another by cancer. Maybe you've cared for somebody, maybe you've had cancer yourself. And the idea of the service is just for us to pause and find hope in what can be a long and difficult struggle. It would be good to have a large number here supporting one another next Sunday afternoon, and that's at 3 o'clock. Isaiah. This is what the Lord says. He who created you, he who formed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. I am the Lord your God. You are precious and honoured in my sight, and I love you. We worship God together in the singing of number 133, 133, Source and Sovereign. God is near to us. We draw near to him in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, as we gather here in this place and this time, a familiar place and time, we thank you that you are here to meet with us. As we gather, from the youngest to the eldest and everyone in between, may we know a welcome in this place. May we know a moment here where the veil that covers your world and our world is lifted for that moment, and we see even a glimpse of your glory. Loving God, thank you for being with us through the week that has passed, in all of the different places that we have been, the people that we have spent time with, things that have caused us to laugh, things that have caused us to cry, things that have made us hopeful, other things that have made us angry and despairing. Your word tells us that you watch over our coming and our going, both now and forevermore. And for this we thank you. And so, from that youngest of voices to the eldest, we join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brilliant. Lovely little voice coming over here, and a very bouncy and very springy Ella over here. I wish I had even half the energy that there was in that. Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
So, what am I thinking about this? Oh, I know what I'm thinking about. Was there something different about Friday this week from all the other days of the week? I'll give you a clue. Friday was the 14th of February. It was Valentine's Day, right? Now, we won't ask everybody, will we? If they got, will we ask people? We always ask people. If anyone who maybe received a card or flowers or chocolates or a special hug on Valentine's Day, can you just, I'm not going to ask you what it was, just so I can see. Put your hand up so you can only look and see where. Lots of people do. I know, absolutely. So, there's a kind of fun bit to what I'm talking about this morning, and there's a very serious bit. So let's do the fun bit first. Right, the fun bit, I got this nice card here. You see this one? Right, do you see this card that I got? And this is a card that I don't get the same one every year. But this is pugs and kisses, you know, like dogs that are pugs. I know, sometimes it's just too hard to think. I'm exactly like you. Anyway, I got this card and it says, To Auntie Fee, Happy Valentine's Day, lots of love from Dylan and Matthew. So they are my nephews. So Valentine's Day, it's a day that's become a day when love is spoken about. And I've tell you a really interesting thing about love. In our English language, we have one word for love. And so we say, and I've told you this, I'm sure, before, we say, Oh, I love sausages. And then it's the same word that we say to mum, I love mum. It's a bit strange, isn't it? Because you don't love sausages in quite the same way that you love your mum. It's a bit strange. And you say to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your partner, I love you. And then you go, I love tomato crisps. But in the Bible, in the Greek language in which the New Testament was written, there are actually four different words for love. Because there's different kinds of love. So there's the love that you have between somebody called romantic love, and you want to cuddle that person, kiss test that person. You maybe don't want to say new age, but you will. Mind you, you then get to another scene where you don't want to do it anyway, but that's a whole other story, but anyway. That's an interesting thing, isn't it, as well, though, because the nature, those of you who've been married for many, many years, or been a partner for many, many years, the nature of love changes, doesn't it? And the way, not maybe, the nature of love, the way the love is expressed, sometimes changes. But in the Bible, so this Greek has four different words for love, and one of them is about the love, romantic love. One of them is about the love you have with brothers and sisters. You may not think it, but you do love your brothers and sisters. But you do. And another one in the Bible is about the love that we have for people in the Christian community. Christ's love. So different ways of describing different kinds of love. Now, it's St. Valentine. This is looking at a bit of a bleak part of the story this morning. Because there was a real person called St. Valentine. And St. Valentine lived at a time when the emperor was a man called Claudius. And Claudius had decided that he thought it was a bad idea for young people to get married. It was okay once you got to a certain age, but if you were young, and I'm not quite sure exactly what he considered young to be, that it wasn't a good idea. And for those of you that are a bit, maybe want to know this story, basically, he felt young men would fight in the army much more effectively than they were worrying about having a wife at home. That's what he thought. So anyway, St. Valentine thought this was wrong. St. Valentine thought it was important to celebrate love no matter what age people were when they fell in love. And so he went against the emperor and he married young couples. And the emperor was not a happy money. So the emperor took him and threw him in prison and tortured him. So there's an interesting story that you didn't know about St. Valentine. Love is a gift that we have. It's a gift that we have to share with lots of different people in lots of different ways. And something that makes our lives different when we know that someone loves us. And we know that someone cares for us and someone is being kind towards us. This is what Paul says in the Bible. He says this: as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, be compassionate and kind towards one another. Be gentle and patient. Bear with one another and forgive one another any grievance that you may have. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these things, put on love. Here's another version of the Bible that says, love covers over a multitude of sins. Another verse says, love is as strong as death. Very powerful. So don't worry if you didn't get a Valentine this year, because you know what? It doesn't matter. What matters is that you've got people in your life who love you. And I'm not going to ask you to shout this out, but I'm going to stop speaking. And in your heads, for all of us, I want us to think of one person that we know who loves us. Don't shout it out, just keep it in your head. So think of one person that you know who loves you. And then think of one person in your life that you love. So we've thought about one person who loves us, now we're going to think about one person we love. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for the gift of love. And love is shared in so many different ways and different kinds of love. We thank you for those different kinds of love, whether that's a romantic love, a love between brothers and sisters, between children and parents, between close friends. Lots of different kinds of love expressed in different ways. And we thank you now for those in our lives who love us. And we thank you for those that we love. Help us always to be ready to forgive one another when things go wrong, and help us to remember to tell the people that we love that we love you. Thank you, Lord God, for your love for us and for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who in his life showed us how to live the way of love. Help us to follow in his footsteps. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to sing together
Meekness and Majesty. It's number 356.
Thank you. You know, in the Bible, it talks about praising God, and it talks about doing what Ella's doing at the front of the church. It talks about jumping and praising God. There is an awful lot we need to learn about being able to be freer in our worship. And we are very, very, very Presbyterian. We are very so... What I was saying was, there's an awful lot to be said for what was happening with our young people during worship this morning. Ella was jumping around a lot. In the Bible, Ella, it talks about jumping and leaping and praising God. Fantastic. We are very sewn up. We are very... Whoa. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that I am criticising us for that. But what I am encouraging us to do is to let the Spirit loose in us, to allow us to have that sense of joy in our worship. And the Bible speaks about this. Now, it's not necessarily about raising your hands, but you know, it's interesting. Someone in church said to me last week, I was so full of joy, I wanted to raise my hands. We need to find a sense of real joy in our worship, so that we are worshipping God with all that we are, heart, mind, spirit, and soul together. So, you know, if you want to jump around like Ella, yes, but I encourage, because worship is not something Heather does it as well as that. It's quite interesting, because sometimes, you know, I get emails, oh, people don't like worship, they don't like it. You're not here to like something, you're here to bring your worship to God. That's what we're here to do. It's not something that you come to and sit while I read it. It's meant to be about all of us together entering into the worship and praise of God. That was just a wee thought that came to me as I listened to lovely singing here and as I watched Ella jumping. And on that note, on we go. Sophie is in her element today. She's absolutely in her element this morning. She's in very good voice. She's great.